Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim, last night, Thursday night football, not a great game. Patriots end up winning, as expected, 27-14 over the Jets. Drake May, another efficient game for him. Trevion Henderson ran for a couple of scores, caught one as well. Stephon Diggs, former Viking, he had a big night with 9 catches for 105 yards. Your thoughts on this Patriots team? A lot of young talent here.
They're really good, and they're really well coached, and they've turned it around kind of with the NFL model, which is, okay, doesn't matter how bad you've been, and they were bad the last couple of years. Doesn't matter how bad you've been, if you get the right coach and the right quarterback, you can turn around quickly. This is kind of the dream scenario for every bad team in the NFL, including the Jets, who have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years and have to find the right coach and quarterback. I'm not sure they have the right coach. They certainly don't have the right quarterback, and they're in complete rebuild mode right now. Drake May is, my Sunday column is going to be kind of redrafting that 2024 class. And, you know, which quarterbacks should go in what order now that we've seen them for a year and a half. And Drake May is, man, I mean, he's an MVP candidate. He's brilliant. He's everything you want in a quarterback, not just a young quarterback, a quarterback. Big, strong, athletic, mobile, runs intelligently, manages the pocket, can throw with velocity, can throw with touch, throws a good deep ball, manages the offense. He's got everything. And Henderson looks like a really good back. You know, they have Diggs, the big beefy, kind of gives them a number one receiver, which allows their secondary receivers to face easier coverage. Henry's a good veteran tight end. The defense plays well without, kind of like the old Belichick, a lot of the old Belichick defenses, plays well and really doesn't have many stars. They just play well. That team's dangerous.
When you talked about that column, looking at the quarterbacks that were drafted that year, where do you put some of the other guys like J.J. McCarthy?
Well, I can't give it away, can I?
I guess.
I'll give it. I mean, I think you can. May and Daniels have to be at the top. Daniels basically did last year what May is doing this year. Injuries to himself and other offensive players have kept him from being as good this year as he was last year. But, you know, May is a bigger, stronger, more, and you would guess, a more durable guy, and he's been durable through his first 2 years here. You know, the only real concern coming out of college for me with Daniels is he's just a very lean guy, and how would he handle NFL beatings? And he handled it well last year. He was one of the most valuable players in the league. This year he has had missed time with 2 different injuries. So I think they're both great. I think you have to give May the nod right now just because he hasn't had any injuries. Then it gets muddy. You know, do you put Caleb Williams third because his team's winning this year, or do you look at it that the team around him has gotten better? He's kind of the same guy. Knicks can be very erratic. He can also be spectacular, and he's led, you know, the turnaround for that franchise, and they're very good as a team right now. Penix, I love coming out of college. I've been slightly disappointed with the way he's played. I love the fact that he gets rid of the ball quickly. He doesn't throw the ball as well downfield as I would have expected, and that team has been kind of a mess, so I don't know where to put him. And then McCarthy, frankly, you know, there are so many things I like about McCarthy, and his good plays and his good moments are spectacular. But, you know, when you do something like this, you got to look at the body of work and you got to look at statistics, and he's just not there. He just doesn't compare with the rest yet. He has a long way to go to match up.
Is he kind of an incomplete because we didn't see him at all last year and he's only played a few games this year?
He's a worrisome incomplete because, I mean, listen, he's about to start his 5th game, right? We don't know. He's a long way to go. They're going to be patient with him. He does have talent. He does have, you know, guts. He has made clutch plays. He's 2-0 in road division games. You know, that's a great thing to do early in your career. But the accuracy just hasn't been there on a throw-by-throw basis, and that's got to change.
Jim, some other things going on. We got the Gopher football team playing at Oregon tonight. Oregon ranked number 6. The Gophers, when they played against tough opponents, Iowa, Ohio State, they've looked really bad. What are your thoughts about tonight's game?
Yeah, that's the thing. The good thing for the Gophers is that they're rested. Oregon's coming off a very tough game at Iowa. The bad thing for the Gophers is it's a Friday night at Oregon. It's going to be bonkers. That team has more talent. That team has more pedigree. And, you know, the Gophers really just have to hope that Oregon overlooks them and lets them have an easy game because the talent matchup is just not there right now.
Jim, one of the things that we're seeing with Drake Lindsay is at times he looks really good. It does seem like his receivers are not separating. Is it a receiver problem? Is it a Drake Lindsay problem? What are you seeing from the passing game?
I really like Lindsay, and I do think he lacks that number one receiver who kind of can beat his man, can beat double teams, can get separation, and can make life easy for the other receivers. They don't have a number one. And for a young quarterback, you know, that creates all kinds of problems. The separation problem is one of them. Also, he doesn't have kind of a go-to guy right now. I do think, you know, that's one of the reasons I like Lindsay. This has not been a perfect scenario for him to step into. And I think he's still kind of shown himself to be a quality young quarterback.
How about Darius Taylor? He's had some problems with injury. Do we know if he's going to have a chance to play tonight?
I don't know. I actually did not look that up. I can maybe look at it as we're talking here. But he's a big thing. He's a big deal. Not only do they need him to be healthy, they need him to be productive. And he's a guy who can make a lot of plays in the passing game, in the screen game. So, you know, they really need him tonight. I will not see anything immediately on his injury, but I will check on that.
Jim, a bunch of games in a short period of time for the Timberwolves, including tonight when they take on Sacramento. Then they got Denver Saturday, Dallas on Monday. They've won three in a row. What do you think about the Wolves?
They're a good team. They've been playing really well lately. And I don't know. So there's so many different ways I go with that answer. What I really like is that, you know, Chris Finch has a really good free-flowing offense. And what he's talked about so often through his time is, hey, the ball gets sticky. The ball gets sticky. And, you know, every time he kind of gets a team playing well offensively, they make big changes and they have to learn each other. And they bring in Julius Randle, who wasn't sure how to play in this offense. He ended up pounding the ball and slowing everything down. And, you know, the offense has been ugly at times, even when they've won a lot. This team's been really good the last couple of years. But the offense very rarely has looked the way you want it to look. And I think you're seeing better offensive flow. And I think that's really, you know, partly benefiting and partly benefiting from Jaden McDaniels. A guy who you don't run plays for is now a very efficient scorer who can really make a defense pay if he's not really if they're not paying much attention to him. And even if they are, that guy can score on anybody. He's one of those guys. He's tall with long arms. He can get a shot off all kinds of awkward angles. He's really elevated. The fact that DiVincenzo can shoot the long three and stretch the floor out has benefited. The fact that Julius Randle's now playing like a guy who can make quick decisions and understand where people want the ball in this offense has helped. I think Anthony Edwards' continued maturity has helped. So I just think the offense is coming along. And yeah, we talked the other day about the defense. They do want to improve defensively, but I'm impressed with the direction the offense is taking. And by the way, Darius Taylor, I cannot find a definitive answer on whether he's going to play tonight, but I do think if they did an NFL-style injury report, he would probably be questionable.
Okay, fair enough. Speaking of the NFL, the Vikings injury report, always interesting to monitor. Kristen Darrisaw, Jonathan Grenard did not practice yesterday. What do you think about those two?
So Darrisaw has been taking Thursdays off. I have to believe this is the same thing. So I think they feel obligated to list him as questionable. My guess is he's going to play. That's the way it's been going. Grenard, you know, they've been saying the positive things, but he's the guy who doesn't miss much practice. So the fact that he's missed two practices in a row makes me think that he is questionable or doubtful going into the game. The good thing is McCarthy was listed as the full participant after being limited on Wednesday. So I think that is no longer a concern. Theo Jackson's done with the concussion passed the test. So he's full. That's a good thing. Now here come the question marks. Van Ginkle's back on the injury report with that neck. That is a concern. Ryan Kelly, we don't know if he's going to come back from the concussion. Metellus, limited with a foot. Josh Oliver, limited with a foot. Aaron Jones listed as limited with shoulder and toe. I still get the feeling he's going to play. And Will Fries listed as limited with a calf.
So certainly some challenges there. J.J. McCarthy, do you think that this finger injury, the thumb injury, is going to be a problem for him?
When we talked to him on Wednesday, he said he might have to make some adaptations. That's a really scary thing for a guy who's already having trouble with accuracy. The fact that they listed him as a full participant yesterday, which means no limitations, makes me, you know, I would have to assume that by Sunday he's gonna, it's gonna be okay, and he's gonna be able to throw normally.
So the Vikings play the Bears. They beat them the first time. How are these two teams different?
You know, it was a weird game. You know, it was the first game. New coach for the Bears, new quarterback for the Vikings. I thought the Vikings just could not get any running game going. When they finally got the running game going, then McCarthy lit it up in the fourth quarter. I just think that's such a big thing. I mean, we talk about the quarterbacks, and we will always, and we should, because they're the most important people on the field. But I think Caleb Williams looks better this year because the Bears are running the ball much better than they did last year. I think McCarthy looks at his best when they get the running game going, and it buys them a little extra time in the pocket, puts them in better down and distance situations, takes a little pressure off of him. I think the running games are a big deal, and I think O'Connell needs to run the ball more. I think Ben Johnson is proof that if you run the ball more, your quarterback's probably going to look better. So I think running the ball and stopping the run is the key to this game.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
Let's see. We have Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider. That's out this morning. I'll be actually putting that out here in the next couple of minutes. Of course, we also have the Viking Update Show. We have Alec Lewis on the Vikings. We have Russo and LaPanta on hockey. We'll do the Chin Music Show today with Roy Small and Lavelle Neal talking about baseball, and everything will be at TalkNorth.com.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thanks, Jay.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Jim, once again today brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Dream Getaway 89 code words continue. Our first code word of the day is sauce. S-A-U-C-E. Sauce. Type that in. You could win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is sauce. News from ABC is next.